would love for you just to read a little bit more, a psalm that you love right now. Okay. I don't know, something, maybe a couple of readings that mean something to you for whatever reason.
Okay. Part of Psalm 146. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger. He upholds the orphan and the widow. And then he adds this, but the way of the wicked he will bring to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord.
What does that say to you?
Well, it contrasts, the verses that I didn't read contrasts people who trust in God with princes who trust in themselves. And then this is a recital of who you're trusting in if you trust God, and it's the God who sustains the world, who looks after the vulnerable, and who makes the world a livable place. Hmm. And then that last line, the way of the wicked he brings to ruin, mm-hmm. I take it are when we act to make the world not a livable place, those are the wicked, and they don't have any future. That's what I think. Okay. that's true. And then I'll do one other.
Okay.
The book of Psalms ends with these sort of outrageous doxologies.
Okay.
But this is, praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire, hail, snow, frost, stormy wind filling his command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and cedars, wild animals and cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth, princes and all rulers, young men and women, all old and young together. And it's an image of all creatures joining in doxology. And I love that, to think that sea monsters, I don't know the sea monsters howl or how they express their faith, but it's an early form of all creatures of our God and King. You know,
right.
The whole world is right. Coming in doxology, and I just think it's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
Walter Brueggemann. Hear my interview with him in our show, The Prophetic Imagination of Walter Brueggemann. That's at onbeing.org.